So the list is more about suicide than bombing. Apparently. She wasn't an unhappy person. She must have been. He didn't reply. We sipped a little more. People came and went. Checks were paid. Tips were left. Traffic built up on 8th. I said, tell me about her. He asked, what gun did she use? An old Ruger Speed 6? A dad's gun. She inherited it. Where did she live? Here in the city? He shook his head. Annandale, Virginia. Did you know she was up here? He shook his head again. Why would she come? I don't know. Why would she be wearing a winter coat? I don't know. Some federal agents came and asked me questions. Then some private guys found me just before you did. They were all talking about a woman called Lila Hoff. You ever hear that name from your sister? No. What about John Sansom? Well, he's a congressman from North Carolina. Wants to be a senator. Some kind of hard ass. I nodded. I remembered, vaguely. Election season was gearing up. I had seen newspaper stories and television coverage. Sansom had been a late entrant to politics and was a rising star. He was seen as tough and uncompromising and ambitious. He had done well in business for a spell, and before that he had done well in the army. He hinted at a glamorous Special Forces career without supplying details. Special Forces careers are good for that kind of thing. Most of what they do is secret, or can be claimed to be. I asked, did your sister ever mention Sansom? He said, I don't think so. Did she know him? I can't see how. What did she do for a living? He wouldn't tell me. Chapter 12. He didn't need to tell me. I already knew enough for a ballpark guess. Her fingerprints were on file, and 3 shiny pink ex-staff officers had hustled up the highway, but had left again within minutes, which put Susan Mark somewhere in the defense business, but not in an elevated position. And she lived in Annandale, Virginia, southwest of Arlington, as I recalled. Probably changed since I was last there, but probably still a decent place to live, and still an easy commute to the world's largest office building, Route 244, one end to the other. She worked at the Pentagon, I said. Jake said, she wasn't supposed to talk about a job. I shook my head. If it was really a secret, she would have told you she worked at Walmart. He didn't answer. I said, I had an office in the Pentagon once. I'm familiar with the place. Try me. He paused a beat, and then he shrugged and said, she was a civilian clerk. But she made it sound exciting. She worked for an outfit called CGUSAHRC. She never told me much about it. She made it sound like a hush-hush thing. People can't talk so much now, after the Twin Towers. It's not an outfit, I said. It's a guy. CGUSAHRC means Commanding General United States Army, Human Resources Command. And it's not very exciting. It's a personnel department. Paperwork and records. Jake didn't reply. I thought I had offended him by belittling his sister's career. Maybe the Rutgers seminar hadn't taught me enough. Maybe I should have paid more attention. The silence went on a beat too long and grew awkward. I asked, did she tell you anything about it at all? Not really. Maybe there wasn't much to tell. He said it with a hint of bitterness, as if his sister had been caught in a lie. I said. People dress things up, Jake. It's human nature. And usually there's no harm in it. Maybe she just wanted to compete with you being a cop. We weren't close. You were still family. I guess. Did she enjoy her job? She seemed to. And it must have suited her. She had the right skills for a records department. Great memory. Meticulous, very organized. She was good with computers. The silence came back. I started to think about Annandale again. A pleasant but unremarkable community. A dormitory, basically. Under the present circumstances, it had just one significant characteristic. It was a very long way from New York City. She wasn't an unhappy person. Jake said, What? I said, Nothing. None of my business. But what? Just thinking. About what? There's more than meets the eye. I asked, How long have you been a cop? 18 years. All in the same place? I trained with the state troopers. Then I moved over, like a farm system. Have you seen many suicides in Jersey? 1 or 2 a year, maybe. Anyone see any of them coming? Not really. They're usually a big surprise. Like this one. You got that right. But behind each one of them, there must have been a reason. Always. Financial, sexual, some kind of shit about to hit the fan. So your sister must have had a reason. I don't know what. I went quiet again. Jake said, Just say it. Tell me. Not my place. You were a cop. You're seeing something. I nodded, said, My guess is that out of the suicides you've seen, maybe 7 out of 10 happened at home, and 3 out of 10 they drove to some local lane and hitched up the hose pipe. More or less. But always somewhere familiar. Somewhere quiet and alone. Always at some kind of a destination. You get there. You compose yourself. You do it.